Greetings to you, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call tonight. This is November the 27th, and we are on Truth Radio, live and direct. Praise Yahweh. Glad to have you aboard tonight. Call a friend and tell them that we are beginning tonight a very interesting series of events on the 12 signs of the consolations. And yes, we're going to look into the heavens. Yes, we are bold enough to look up where the Creator told us to. Job chapter 38 and verse 31. Can you bind the sweet influences of Pleiades or loose the bands of Orion? Can you bring forth Maseroth in his season, or can you guide Arcturus with his sons? Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Well, do you know the ordinances of heaven, ladies and gentlemen? It's a commandment. It was a probing question that the Creator asked Job. And I'm sure Job scored a perfect A because he was a man of much knowledge and understanding. He was tried and stood perfect before the Father. And our day has come. Now Job has passed, and now it is your time. And what do you know about the Maseroth? Now, the word Maseroth is in the Hebrew 4216 in your Strong's. Dare you to look it up. Be bold enough to go where the Christian church tells you not to tread. That is, into the stars and into astronomy and astrology and knowing the positions of the heavens. And yet the Father here is directing us and asking questions about our knowledge of the ordinances of heaven. Do you know anything about them? Or do you think it's all above your head? Well, it is, ladies and gentlemen, so all you've got to do is connect and look up. And your redemption will have a much clearer picture because of the Zodiac or the Maseroth. The word Zodiac is the Greek version. And the word Maseroth is the Hebrew. 42:16, look it up and it'll tell you it is a circle, a heavenly circle, or a body of a circle. And because the Zodiac or the Maseroth is a circle, it has no beginning or ending. And the natural question to ask, where do we begin in the divine circle as we enter the circle of the band of heaven? This is the consolation beginning with the woman, Virgo the Virgin, and ending with the Leo the Lion. It is the 12 constellations of the Zodiac, which portrays a pictorial story parallel in the Bible. Well, these indicators are little pointers along the way for you to expand and to increase into your knowledge. The Bible says to grow in grace and in knowledge. Be daring. Be bold. Be adventuresome. Dare to dwell in your thought process among the stars, for there is where that man came from. We were seeded from other stars onto the earth, I do believe, and we're going to get into that aspect in the coming series on the 12 constellations. Now, the seed, the Redeemer, that came through the Virgin, we're going to talk about him tonight, and we know he's going to come back as the Redeemer. And he will crush the serpent's head and rule in righteousness. Now, each of the minor constellations portrays the many details of the celestial message that the Father is sending us. So in the minor constellations, remember there are three minor constellations. In the constellation of Virgo, for instance, there is the first one is Coma. And it is of the infant, the branch, the desired one. And then the second constellation inside of the constellation of Virgo would be Centaurus, a centaur with a dart piercing a victim. And number three would be Bootes or Arterius, the one we just read here, the great shepherd and harvester, holding a rod and a sickle and walking forth before his flocks in the heavens. Isn't it wonderful? Praise Yahweh of the knowledge that has been declared from the beginning, where that Yahweh gave us the knowledge to know what's going to be in the end. So then, if you will actually look in the scriptures, in the book of Revelations, this constellation Virgo is mentioned again in the 12th chapter and the first verse of the book of Revelations. There it depicts a strange event. Most people don't understand what this is talking about. This is astronomy, position of Virgo. Remember, it saw a woman pregnant with the seed, and that would be the virgin. We would typically use Mary as the natural sense, but in a spiritual sense, this was the mother church, the body of salvational coming to earth in the form of a man, born of a woman, according to the book of Isaiah. Write this scripture down, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important. 7:14, Isaiah 7:14, connecting to Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. And you will see the prophetic utterance of the virgin as she brings forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Wonderful Counselor. This is in Isaiah chapter 9 and 6. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. For behold, Virgo, the virgin, shall conceive. And it's all depicted, ladies and gentlemen, in the stars. Now, what could be witchcraft or witchy about that? You see, the children of darkness have stole the show, so to speak. They have stole our thunder. They have stole our knowledge and hid these things from us. And we are afraid to look up because Satan's preachers, ministers, in the second chapter or the second book of Corinthians, chapter 12, it tells us that Satan and his ministers have changed themselves into ministers of light. Regrettably, ladies and gentlemen, most of the Christian flock are sitting in the bell boxes being fed erroneously wrong information, or they're on a milk diet and afraid to dare to go where these preachers say it's witchcraft. If you would just look up into the heavens and understand that the corn and the branch denote a twofold nature of the coming seed. The first coming is the incarnate fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14, as quoted in Matthew 1:23, as I repeat again, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now think about that. Coming through a woman, God, the eternal creator, ladies and gentlemen, this is overwhelming, to think about that God, the eternal creator, left all his glory. And ladies and gentlemen, you can't begin to believe the splendor and the glory and the power and the majesty, but you cannot fathom the love he had for the lost sheep, as he, as the shepherd, in the third consolation of the consolation of Virgo the Virgin, as he shows and displays his love as a shepherd that brings forth, like in John chapter 10, behold, I am the good shepherd, and I, the creator, God with us, laid down his life for the sheep. It was all perfectly bestowed in the constellations. If you were wise enough to look up, our forefathers looked up, they knew the end from the beginning by studying the stars. As I have indicated before you, that the wise men found the Son of God wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, found his position by charting the stars. They were considered wise men. And now if you teach charting the stars and interpretation, which is astrology, meaning their true nature for being there and their true meaning, then you're branded as into witchcraft or you are a warlock, or you are a witch. This is the Christian church's greatest downfall, by letting these wolves in sheep's clothing stand before the majority of the flock in the Christian church, teaching lies for filthy lucre or for the praise of men. Now, I have described for you that Zechariah writes about this branch that will come forth. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8, described in the Word of God, behold my servant, Isaiah 42:1. It is significant that Christ himself referred to himself as the corn, or seed, or wheat, or branch, which needed to fall and die in order to obtain its proper fruitfulness, which according to John 12:23 and 24, he said, unless a grain falls into the earth and dies, it cannot raise again. Well, when he rose again, he began to bring forth many in his image as a seed to be sown into the hearts of man. One of the stars in the branch is called Al-Meridan, which means he who shall come down from heaven, or who will have the dominion from heaven. Now, Psalms 72 and 8 states, he shall have dominion from sea to sea. Now, this prophecy of the virgin pregnant with the seed, or the corn, that would come forth out of the virgin, she shall conceive, and there shall come from her womb a star, or a prince, if you will, that will rule forever. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, it looks like it was a complete failure because he came, he saw, and he didn't conquer. Oh, yes, he did. He conquered death, hell, and the grave, and now that seed is being sown in the heart of the kingdom children as they are now studying and employing the tactics of how to defeat the devil. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you stern warning. The Bible said, let every man seek his own soul salvation. Do not be led by the blind, for if the blind lead the blind, they shall fall into the ditch. Do not follow preachers or ministers that are afraid to look up into the heavens and discuss the consolations and their true meaning. This is where that we have had a veil of darkness pulled down over our eyes, and we need the eye save of revelation to come back into the Christian church, where that we could teach as the stem of Jesse, the branch or the rod of Isaiah 11 and 1. He is the branch of righteousness, the branch of Yahweh, Yahweh's servant, the branch, Jeremiah 23 and 5. The language of the prophecies in the Old Testament is thus identical with the symbols of the sign of Virgo. The doctrine of the Christian religion is that without Christ and the redemption wrought by him, all humanity is fallen and helplessly in sin. Now, if you don't know the true nature or the true purpose of that came to save you, the Bible said he was in the world. This is John 1 and verse 10, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now, had they have known, had they have looked up as the wise men, they could have recognized the time of their visitation. The Apostle Paul mentioned that they knew not the time of their visitation. Very important for you to study and to grasp the true meaning, the awesomeness of the heavens spanned by an intelligent being, ladies and gentlemen. The stars, all numbered, the stars, all placed in identical body fashions where that this pictorial graph could be displayed as a mural in the heavens to direct your footsteps without falling, that you may be sure of yourself being led into the revelation of the divine creator. Remember, this is the virgin of revelations, and this is also the virgin of Isaiah 9 and 6. Behold, a virgin, Virgo, in the consolation. So we break into the sacred circle in Virgo, and we begin our narrative as we begin to explore the events in the consolation as they paint a beautiful picture of our Creator as he battles the serpent. And all this is going to get very interesting as we go through this significant points of the constellations and their true meaning. Now, it should be pointed out that Virgo is a broader prophetic sense representing the Virgin, the daughter of Zion, according to Isaiah 37:22, which is just another name for the nation of Israel and the whole 12 tribes. Throughout the Old Parchment and the New Parchment, Israel is often spoken of as the figurative of a woman, the wife of Yahweh, the Virgin of Zion. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 17 and 18 and 13, Amos 5 and 2, and 2 John 1 and 1. The significant points in this constellation of Virgo are further expressed and defined in the three accompanying minor constellations. In Virgo, the name points to the woman as the prominent subject. Although the woman appears again in the first of the three companion constellations, the name Comma points to the child as the great subject, praise Yahweh. And in the constellation of Virgo, it consists of 43 stars, 10 of the fourth magnitude and the remainder the fifth and the sixth and so on and so forth. But it has 43 stars, a perfect symbol of seven, and seven is complete. So the woman, being with child, became complete to give salvation back to the children of Israel. Now, the ancient zodiacs pictured in the constellation had a woman child in her arms, and it called it Coma, meaning the desired or the longed for. Remember, the ancients knew, and they longed for the day that he would come. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 2,000 years ago, we know that in the constellation of Virgo, in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelations, verse 1 and 2, as it describes the virgin with the moon under her feet. Now, through the elliptical path of the moon, as it's charted its way through the constellation of Virgo 2,000 years ago, just exactly like the prophecy stated there with the virgin, the woman, with the 12 stars above her head and the moon under her feet. And the woman was with child and travailed. And behold, a great red dragon, Hydra the serpent, stood at the feet of the woman. Well, the pictorial graph in the heavens displays all these tremendous battles that the Son of God, the incarnated God, the Creator of glory, Yahweh, as he come into these times in 2,000 years ago, all of it astronomically predicted the event of where that the moon would be under the feet of the Virgin in Virgo, just right on time. And ladies and gentlemen, his ways are past finding out. Now in Haggai chapter 2, verse 7, it states that the desire of all nations shall come. And it had said, whosoever will, let him come. On the day of Pentecost, there was from every nation under heaven. Now we're talking about the nations of Israel, the 12 chosen tribes, of course, that they were there, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon their head. And they begin to speak about these wonders. The heavens declare his handiwork. Now, let's go now into Luke and read the concerning prophecies of the infant Christ. Listen at this, a prophetic verse. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Thus we find the child pictured as supported and nourished by what the Greeks represented as the virgin goddess of wisdom, righteousness, and all good arts. And then the process of his coming was fulfilled when it says in Isaiah 96, behold, a virgin shall conceive. In Matthew 1:23, this is the Emmanuel, which was God with us. Now, thus the constellation of Coma reveals that the coming seed of the woman was to be childborn, a son given, but he was to be more than just a son. He was to have two natures in one person, God and man. Oh, praise Yahweh. This is shown in the next constellation, or the Centaurus. Now, we move from Coma in the constellation of Virgo over to Centaurus. Now, remember, Hydra, the serpent, lays right outside the constellation of Virgo, where that he could attack the woman that was to bring forth the man-child. And our Heavenly Father, ladies and gentlemen, by declaring the end from the very beginning, he painted this mural, this great picture graph, into the heavens and told us to look up if we were wise. Can you bring forth the Maseroth? Or can you denote, or can you interpret, or can you describe the zodiac in Greek? Now, the figure in the Centaurus, the figure there, consists in this constellation of 35 stars. 5 and 3 is 8, and therefore, now we have the child born as the Centaurus, the new beginning, 2 of the 1st magnitude, and 1 of the 2nd, 6 of the 3rd, and 9 of the 4th, and so on forth, till we get 35 stars in the constellation of Centaurus. The figure shown in this picture is that of a man's head, the trunk of his body and his arms, coupled with a horse's body and legs, the dual nature. It faces eastward, and it is represented as charging with a leveled lance or spear in his hand. The spear is aimed at the heart of the victim, Lupus, the Greek name given to Centaurus was Chirion, which means the pierced or he who pierces. Well, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back in the second half and really get into the last two parts of the constellation of Virgo. Stay tuned. This is very exciting. We're going to give you some information that will astonish you in the constellation of Virgo. God bless you with a word. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy. Now we're going into some deep revelations tonight about the constellation of Virgo. And remember, the three minor constellations within the constellation of Virgo. And if you've got 3 in each of the 12, then you have 36 minor constellations that are banded around the 12 constellations. So you have 3 layers. Remember the scriptures. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. As he declared the end by the positioning of the stars, you can actually take the 12 consolation and preach yourself into salvational gates of heaven. Praise Yahweh through revelation of knowing what is placed in the heavens there for you as you are to look up and to study the charts and the courses of the stars in the heavens. Today, with all the modern techniques that we have, the telescopes and the satellites and the positioners, we can find these stars readily. And ladies and gentlemen, there has not been one major correction of the position of these stars for literally thousands of years. Matter of fact, the ancients seem to know more about the position of the stars in reality than we do today. Why? Because we have lost interest. Well, your government hasn't lost interest, ladies and gentlemen. The Catholic Church hasn't lost interest, as they hire more astrologers than any major body upon the face of the earth. Well, your rabbis certainly haven't lost interest in astrology. They have the second highest rate of astrologers doing their predictions. And the third most is the United States government, as they are hot on the trail in the 1, 2, 3 category. And as we have done indicated, there are 3 witnesses here, 3 constellations. And now in the Centaurus, the Hebrew word for it, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. This is awesome. The Hebrew word, both in the Hebrew and the Arabic, matter of Arabic is very close in the language of the Hebrew, because they were half-brothers. The meaning of this constellation, Centaurus, is the despised one. Oh my, that's correct, the despised. Isaiah wrote in his prophetic utterance, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Ladies and gentlemen, could you look into the consolation of Centurius in the consolation of Virgo and see in the southern region of the lowest part on the horizon, you can see the consolation there. And if you will use your imagination, and the Bible speaks about that, that anything that you pray, believe in before you have it, you shall receive it. Now listen to that. That's playing, let's pretend. Pray, believing that you have it before you receive it, is actually going against the things seen to create in the spiritual aspect the things not seen. This is in Isaiah 53, verse 3. We despised him, hid our face from him, and esteemed him not. Another name for the consolation in Hebrew is Asmuth, which means a sin offering, as in Isaiah 53:10. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him, and he hath put him to grief, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Oh my, my, how the prophetic utterance of the prophets, as they looked into the heavens and charted the position of the stars to find their identity and the identity of the Savior who was to come down from heaven with a shout of an archangel. He said, I am not of this world. And so, ladies and gentlemen, by coming down to this world, he came through the constellations and landed into this earth as a sin offering to give us the right to come back to him in his presence. Now, Centurius is one of the lowest of the constellations, being farthest south from the northern center. It is situated immediately over and surrounds the Southern Cross on three sides and extends north to the coral region of Hydra the Serpent. Isn't it amazing? The brightest star in the horse's forefoot is a binary. The smaller star, being itself almost of the first magnitude, taken together, the intrinsic brilliancy of the two stars is four times that of the sun. This star was known to the ancients as a Ptoleman, which means the hereforto and hereafter, making him as the one which is, which was, and which is to come, according to Revelations 1 and 8, the Almighty. Ptoleman has been observed to be growing rather bright lately. How proud that. And it may be, therefore, one of the changeable stars, and its name may be taken as an indication of the fact it was known as such to the ancient astronomers. It was a prominent object in the temple worship of Egypt. Now, let's look at the parallels between Christ and the centaurs of classic fables and mythology. It can be noted Christ was a wise, a good, and a powerful healer. He was an instructor. He was a prophet, as were the centaurs. Centaurs were renowned as hunters and destroyers of wild bulls and wild boars. Gifted in medicine, music, and the arts of prophecy, Christ voluntarily took it upon himself to be a centaur and go to the death of the cross that others might live. Isn't it amazing that this story was told in the consolation of Centaur? As did the most noted of the mythical centaurs, he was fatally wounded by a poisoned arrow from heaven, not intended for him. Remember, this should have been yours, but he took it for you. While engaged in a good work, though immortal in himself, he chose to die that others might live. The story of this promised seed is so descriptive in the consolation of the centaur. Now we're going to move to the third and final of the consolation, as we're trying to give you a condensed version with the only hour that we got. We've got this as a 2-hour on VHS. It's available to you tonight. If you'd like to order the whole series, just call a Pastor Buddy at area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip is 378. 1-800-273-8024 and just request the VHS or the audio version. The audio version will be 1 hour in edited radio format. And as we're doing it live tonight, and the VHS is in a 2 hour format, and you can have it if you will just write for it. Praise Yahweh. Now we're going to move into the consolation of boots, and it means the word itself in Greek, the coming one. It consists of 54 stars. Remember, we started out in the constellation of Coma, and it had a total of 7. And in the constellation of Centaur, it had a total of 8. And here, amazingly, 54, 5 and 4 is 9, and 9 is a resurrectional number, and it has 1 of the first magnitude, 6 of the third, 11 of the fourth, and so on, till we get to 54 stars in this constellation, and it is amazing. This constellation continues and defines the story of the constellation Virgo. The figure is of a strong man walking rapidly with a spear in his right hand and a sickle in his left hand. The ancient Egyptians called him Smut, which means one who rules or subdues or governs. The Greeks, not fully recognizing the meaning of this sign, called it a plowman and gave it the name of boots. The fallacy of this interpretation is apparent from the fact that the so-called plow they depict and the man are set in opposite directions. So then, they had no understanding, yet neither does a man plow with an uplifted hand as pictured in the figure. However, the Greeks were not consistent to the ideal of a plowman, for they also called this man Arcturus, the watcher, or the guardian, or keeper of Arctus, the adjoining constellation. Modern zodiacs erroneously represent Artukios as the great and lesser bears. Another and older corruption shows the man holding a leash which is attached to two dogs, the canes Ventidical. The greyhounds called the Asteron and Chara in 1611 and 1687. So all this was erroneous, of course. And in the ancient zodiacs, we find Artukios representing the flock, the sheepfold. Thus, Boots is not a plowman, but the guardian and keeper of the sheepfold. Isn't that amazing that he is showing himself in the consolation as the coming shepherd, the mighty one, the guard of our souls, and the salvational price paid by laying down his own life voluntarily as the centaur as he comes in the three phases of his life as we go through the 33rd year of his life. This consolation is depicting and telling you the great story written aforetime many, many millions of years, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know how old this Earth and the universe is, but we are told it is billions, possibly 4 to 5 billions, and perhaps much more ancient, because as the Creator said, he has no beginning and no end. And when he said, "Let there be light," there came you, if you are one of his children. One of the most common and expressive symbols attached to Christ in the Scriptures is that of a shepherd. Isaiah prophesied of he who shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Peter also describes him as the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. My, Christ says of himself in John 10, verse 11 through 14, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." John 10, 27 through verse 28. The Hebrew meaning of the name of the consolation is the coming. The sickle in his hand represents him as a reaper. John, in his vision, beheld the final coming of the great judge and harvester to reap the harvest of the earth, and he that sat on the cloud thirsted in his sickle, and the earth was reaped. Revelations 14, 16, and in the constellation of Boötes, the coming one, you see the mighty centaur, the man with a sickle and a spear coming for judgment purposes. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the next time he appears, he will not be riding a little mule, a colt, a foal of an ass. He will not be pitiful, and he will not be the all-loving, all-kind. He will be coming in judgment, wrath, and flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not him who comes. So then, this is the warning answer to you in the consolation of Virgo. Be you also ready, for you know not what hour. And ladies and gentlemen, the way it looks at the stage that we're in here in these end days, wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against nation, we are now outfitted, we are under threat, we are now a changed world at this hour that I speak on the 11th day, month and the 27th day of November. Things will never return back to normal. We are under increasingly a police state worldwide. We are feeling now, for the first time, we are feeling the effects of this police state coming, emerging, one world order, and we need to be ready because the harvester, and he said, what if it is if the harvest is already white, meaning that these conditionings are already set when he comes, praise Yahweh. Now, let us look at the booties as we are looking at the coming one. There is a wealth of meaning in the names of the stars making up the figure. Arcturus, it is spoken of in Job chapter 9, verse 9. It means he who cometh. The star Al-Ketoprup and the spear or rod means the branch treading, as it is quoted in Isaiah 63:3, I will tread them in my anger and trample them in my fury. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a responsibility to know our calling, and the Bible says to make our election and calling sure. What have you done lately to prepare for his coming? Have you prepared to meet the Mighty One that is coming on the clouds with power and great glory, the great I Am, the King of all kings, and the Savior of all Jacob Israel? Have you repented? Have you been baptized in the magnificent, magnanimous, all-loving, all-caring, all-powerful, all-cleansing name of Yahweh? That is the command for you, and then to live within the confines of the safety of the shadow of his wings, as he has stated in his prophecies in the new parchment. How often would I have taken you under my wing, O Israel, but you would not. Remember, John said he came to his own, and his own received him not. Have you received him, or are you reading that in some past tense figure? Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the now. Today is the day of salvation, and you, ladies and gentlemen, are responsible for your own soul. Every man must seek his own soul salvation. And if you haven't obeyed the key to entrance into this realm that we're talking about, then you yourself will judge yourself unworthy as you wait around for some preacher or some false prophet, probably, to guide you down to the ditch with the blind. Open your eyes, look up into the heavens of the consolation of Virgo the Virgin, and let it declare, he who separates, in Matthew 25:32, the Messiah declares, he is the one who will separate. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. And as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. The other star name means he who bruises, the preserver and the pierced. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. Booties, together with the other consolations in the sign of Virgo, illustrates the coming of a Savior born of a virgin, the desire of all nations, having two natures in one, God with us, slain for sin, finally triumphant over death. He shall return again, then he shall tread the winepress of the wrath and the fierceness of the God who will cleanse earth from all evil and establish his rule of righteousness. This consolation of Virgo completes the first chapter of the celestial book, like the book of Genesis in its beginning. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, there is your story on the consolation of Virgo the Virgin. many, many more, as we have condensed this into a one-hour format. We could teach probably for a good 4 to 5 hours on the verse subject and bring you all the prophetic scriptures that the Father declared from the very beginning. Now, let me tell you how you can get in touch with Pastor Buddy. I need to hear from you. This is very important, and it would give me a lot of encouragement to just comment and say, Pastor Buddy, I really enjoyed the show tonight. Well, just give us a call if you are interested in astronomy and astrology. There is thousands of things that we haven't discussed here on this one-hour episode. Call me up. Area code 423-626-2172. Or you can simply address your letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Well, I see our time is coming gone. We have our music coming on. This is Pastor Buddy to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the shepherd, as he came through the Virgin in Virgo, now revealing himself in the next series of Libra. Tomorrow night we will explore the balanced judgment as he comes to perform his work and do a work he did. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh richly bless you tonight. To Jacob Thistle, I say, praise Yahweh.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.